he really doesn't have anyone in his life that is consistent besides us. It's just tough because we're the people he calls when he has something to talk about. He calls us like every day.
Kelly Miskowski and Bridget McNally have been serving as CASA volunteers for about 3 years. They've been working with the same teenager, a 17-year-old boy, who's been mostly in residential care. He suffers from a couple of different mental illnesses. The teen once had a foster family, but they never made a permanent commitment to care for him.
But unfortunately, that never really panned out. So we changed our goal to him living an independent living. It's been awesome seeing him develop a relationship, positive relationships with people.
He'll talk to me about school stuff. He'll talk to me about what's going on in the house with the other kids. He'll just ask me how I've been doing, what I'm up to. He is interested in our lives, too.
This is just one example of the hundreds of cases CASA handles. Employees and volunteers assist children dealing with very difficult and tragic situations. The program is delivered through the Mental Health Advocates of Western New York. Adrienne Linger is a CASA volunteer supervisor. She explains how they're able to make an important impact in the lives of children and families.
We have kids who are currently out of home in foster care and residential care and hospitals. We have some kids that are placed in 1017 care, which is with family members or friends. We also have some kids that are in home. We have a lot of kids that go through educational neglect and medical neglect, and that generally cycles into just a downfall of not getting their appropriate needs and services met.
CASA volunteers become a voice for children who lack family support. Unfortunately, the number of kids in need of court-appointed advocates is increasing due to the opiate epidemic. There are about 150 children on a waiting list.
But a lot of these kids have witnessed drug abuse, domestic violence. A lot of them have trauma themselves. They've been abused. There's a lot of mental health that comes down through the family that cycles through generations.
They all have baggage. They all have things that are difficult.
Julie Shaw, a special needs teacher, is also a CASA volunteer, now in her third year. She has worked on 4 cases and believes volunteers are making a difference for these children.
I've had children be in a hospital type situation and graduate from there to a group home, from there to foster care. So they're really trying to place these kids where they get the most support.
The length of each case can vary. Some close out within 8 months. But one has lasted as long as 14 years. CASA's Linger tells WBFO News a 20-year-old woman will be aging out of the system next April. She has no family support. CASA has been her only help for more than a decade.
She has very few family members that aren't consistent. There has been a lot of trauma that she's experienced throughout the system and within her life. We often think about when you're in your 20s and you get a flat tire, who do you call? You call your mom, you call your dad, you call a sister. This girl has nobody.
CASA is always in need of more volunteers. Now, you must be able to devote about 10 hours a month and attend a 30-hour intense training program. You'll learn how to interact with children scarred by mental illness, physical abuse, and neglect.
I have a real difficulty with the parents that aren't stepping up to the plate, and it's often a parental battle that makes it difficult. They're not focusing where I would hope their focus would be, which is on these dear children that need their support.
I think that most children want to tell their story, so it's really being patient with them and building a trusting relationship. And I think that most volunteers need to be able to meet children on their level where they're at.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.